Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Lee Rouse with the LSU Ag Center. Here in Baton Rouge, we have received a tremendous amount of rainfall over the past few weeks, so much so that we could consider it excessive. But what is excessive rainfall and how should it be dealt with? Excessive rainfall typically means that there's frequent rainfall over a very long extended period of time, such as 1.5 inches of rain every other day for 20 days. This could be considered excessive. But not so much one heavy rain event, say 5 inches in one day. We would not consider this to be excessive rainfall. But we have gotten very close to 1.5 inches of rain every other day for 20 plus days. Receiving 1 inch of rain per week is the ideal amount needed for a garden to maintain a thriving landscape. Unfortunately, our weather does not work this consistently. In some cases, it may not rain for weeks at a time, and in others, it may rain 3 to 5 inches in a very short period of time. And like the past few weeks, it has rained a little bit or a lot almost every single day. A soil system is composed of roughly 50% solids, while the other 50% varies between a combination of air and water depending on rainfall. When excessive rainfall occurs, the water will occupy all of the air spaces within the soil. If these air spaces are filled by water for an extended period of time, it will prevent the root tips from being able to absorb the oxygen that it needs, causing these root tips to die back. As the roots begin to die, the plant has limited ability to absorb water and the plant will begin to wilt. But the plant isn't thirsty. It's actually drowning because of a lack of oxygen. This concept is often confusing to some gardeners because a wilting plant is generally indicative of needing more water, even though it may have rained for many days prior. Many gardeners may then begin to apply additional water to the wilting plant. This extra water acts as the nail in the coffin for that plant. If you happen to spot wilting in the landscape in the next few days, be sure to check the soil moisture by sticking a trowel or your finger a few inches into the soil. Be sure the soil is dry or actually in need of water before irrigating. Other major problems that may be spotted in the landscape after excessive rainfall are root rot infestations. Root rot issues that we're the most concerned about are Phytophthora and Rhizoctonia. Plants that are very susceptible to this include citrus, pittosporum, azaleas, peaches, loquats, and Japanese maples. These diseases enter the plant through the portion of the root tip that died during the excessive rain. There's not too much that we can do about excessive rainfall in the garden over a given period of time, but as gardeners, we are able to keep a watchful eye on the changes in our lawn and garden that may occur over the next few weeks. If you happen to see wilting or yellowing occurring, know this is most likely due to the excessive rain that we have had in the past days. Often, as grounds begin to dry out, the problems tend to correct themselves. At other times, however, a fungicide or chemical intervention may be necessary because of root rot damage. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.